days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. Verse 5, and Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. Verse 10, and it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open. Verse 12, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Verse 17, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went up upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and cattle and beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Praise God. If you're thankful for the word of God, why don't you put your Bible down and give God a hand clap of praise. God bless you. You can be seated in God's presence.
Dios lo bendiga, se pueden sentar.
On Wednesday night, we talked about the fact that the only thing that didn't die,
el miércoles en la noche hablamos que lo único que no se murió,
was what was in the water,
fue lo que estaba en las aguas,
and what was on the water,
y lo que estaba sobre las aguas.
Everything that could navigate the flow,
todo lo que navegaba el flujo,
was preserved,
se fue preservado.
It was not only preserved by God, but it was able to thrive during the storm.
No solo fue guardado, pero pudo sobrevivir en grande manera.
And we talked about the fact that God was preserving a generation.
Hablamos que Dios estaba preservando una generación.
Because the story of Noah is seen against the backdrop of what happened on the earth prior.
Porque la historia de Noé se mira con lo que pasó antes en la tierra.
That there was a generation that came from Cain.
Había una generación que vino de Caín.
And it escaped the judgment of God.
Y no fue juzgado por el juicio de Dios.
Cain was not covered by the blood.
Caín no fue cubierto por la sangre.
Cain did not have the provision that was afforded to Abel.
Caín no tenía la provisión que fue dada a Abel.
By sacrifice.
Por el sacrificio.
By the sacrifice that was required to cover sin.
Por el sacrificio requerido para cubrir el pecado.
And so he is preserved.
So es guardado.
But he is not covered.
Pero no es cubierto.
He escapes judgment.
Él se libra del juicio.
But he is not in covenant with God.
Pero no está en pacto con Dios.
And so there is a generation that emerges.
So hay una generación que sale.
That thinks that it can sin and get away with it.
Que piensa que puede pecar y no pasa nada.
And for a season of time and for multiple generations they do.
Y por una temporada y muchas generaciones así pasa.
But there would be a seed that emerged through the life and the procreation of Cain.
Pero hay una semilla que sale por la vida de Caín.
That would be defiant and not seeking after the will and purpose of God.
Que es desafiante y no sigue al propósito de Dios.
And in the process of time.
Y en el proceso del tiempo.
A generation would emerge.
Una generación salió.
Because of the marriage of the sons of God and the daughters of men.
Por el matrimonio de los hijos de Dios y las hijas, los hijos del hombre.
That would produce giants in the earth.
Que producieron gigantes en la tierra.
And they would be after the flesh in every way.
Y fue después, siguieron la carne en cada manera.
They would seek to please the flesh in every way.
Estaban queriendo seguir el placer de toda la, el placer de la carne.
To please their carnal nature.
Para dar placer a la carne.
And so God, when he visits the earth, when he looks on the deeds of man,
cuando Dios visita la humanidad,
his final evaluation,
su evaluación final,
is that their heart is evil continually.
Es su corazón es mal continuo.
That what motivates human behavior,
lo que motiva el comportamiento humano,
is not behavior itself,
es no es el comportamiento en sí,
but it's internal.
Pero es interno.
It's the spirit of man.
Es el espíritu del hombre.
Or the imagination of man.
O la imaginación del hombre.
And so God looks at the earth.
So Dios mira la tierra.
And he says, I'm going to start over.
Y dice, voy a empezar de nuevo.
And I'm going to find a man.
Y voy a encontrar un hombre.
That is pleasing to me.
Que me agrada a mí.
Now Noah was not perfect.
Noé no era perfecto.
But Noah desired to please God.
Pero Noé deseaba agradar a Dios.
Which means that in his heart,
que significa en su corazón,
he had a hunger for God.
Tenía un hambre para Dios.
He was thirsty for the things of God.
Estaba sediento de las cosas de Dios.
Can I tell you today that the greatest thing that you can have today,
lo mejor que puedes tener este día,
it's not your human perfection.
No es tu perfección humana.
It's not the works of your flesh.
No son las obras de tu carne.
But the most important thing you can have today,
lo más importante que puedes tener hoy,
is a heart that says no matter what happens in my life,
es un corazón que dice no importa lo que pase en mi vida,
I want to have a relationship with God.
Yo quiero tener una relación con Dios.
There's got to be something on the inside of you,
tiene que ver algo adentro de ti,
that says no matter what happens in my life,
que dice no importa lo que pase en mi vida,
I want to please God.
Yo quiero agradar a Dios.
I want to serve God.
Yo quiero servir a Dios.
I want to be in his presence.
Yo quiero estar en su presencia.
The psalmist said, one thing have I desired.
El salmista dice una cosa he deseado,
and that will I seek after,
y eso yo buscaré,
that I might dwell in the house of the Lord forever,
que pueda habitar en la casa de Dios para siempre.
He said, I want to inquire of the Lord.
Dice, yo quiero preguntarle al Señor.
I want to see the beauty of the kingdom of God.
Yo quiero ver la hermosura del reino de Dios.
And he said, and the psalm kind of explains this to us.
Y dice, y el salmo nos lo explica.
It creates the imagery of the house of God.
Esto crea la imagen de la casa de Dios.
He wasn't just saying I want to go to church.
Él no nomás estaba diciendo que yo quiero ir a la iglesia.
But he was saying that there's one thing that I'm looking for.
Pero estaba diciendo que hay una cosa que estoy buscando.
And the thing that I'm looking for,
y lo que estoy buscando,
is what I find at the house of God.
Es lo que encuentro en la casa de Dios.
He wasn't saying I'm looking for religion.
No decía estoy buscando religión.
But he was saying I'm seeking for relationship
with God. Estoy buscando relación con Dios.
I want to know God.
Yo quiero conocer a Dios.
I want to fellowship with
God. Yo quiero
convivir
con Dios.
I want to commune with God.
Yo quiero estar en comunión con
Dios. I want to inquire in his tabernacle.
Yo quiero preguntar en su tabernáculo.
Praise God. And so God looks at Noah.
So Dios mira a Noé.
And the Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of God.
Y la Biblia dice que Noé halló gracia en los ojos de Dios.
God saw Noah's heart.
Dios miró el corazón de Noé.
Like he saw David's heart.
Como miró el corazón de David.
And he said, "That's a man after my own heart."
Y dijo, ese hombre está buscando mi corazón.
Like all the faithful men and women before him.
Como todos los hombres fieles antes de él.
He desired the things of God.
Deseaba las cosas de Dios.
He was hungry for it.
Tenía hambre por ello.
And God could penetrate with divine insight.
Y Dios penetraba con vista.
Into the deepest part of who and what he was.
A lo más profundo de lo que era ese ser.
And God said, "I can work with that."
Y Dios dijo, yo puedo trabajar con eso.
It's what he was trying to get Samuel to understand.
Es lo que quería que Samuel entendiera.
When Samuel was seeking to anoint a king in Israel.
Cuando Samuel quería ungir a un rey para David.
Because Saul was head and shoulders above everybody else in Israel.
Porque Saúl era alto.
Samuel was looking to anoint another king like Saul.
Samuel estaba buscando un rey como Saúl.
So when he's looking at the sons of Jesse.
So cuando mira los hijos de Jesse.
He begins to go from eldest down to the youngest.
Empieza a ir del más viejo al más joven.
And he's trying to rationalize he could make a good king.
Y quiere con la mente entender.
Maybe he could make a good king.
Tal vez ese puede ser un buen rey.
But God said, "Samuel, you need to stop looking through the lens of the flesh."
Pero él dijo, Samuel, no lo mires con tus ojos.
Because God has divine insight.
Porque Dios tiene ojos divinos.
And God can see the heart of man.
Y Dios puede ver los corazones del hombre.
God can see what's on the deepest part of man.
Dios puede ver lo más profundo de alguien.
And God doesn't look at the outside.
Y Dios no mira lo de afuera.
God's not studying the color of the skin.
Dios no está estudiando el color de la piel.
He's not looking at the family of origin.
Él no estudia el origen de la familia.
He's not looking at how much money you have in the bank.
Él no está mirando el dinero que tienes.
But God can see your heart.
Pero Dios puede mirar tu corazón.
And you may be able to hide your life and your emotions from everybody else.
Tal vez escondes tu vida y tus emociones de todos.
But you can't hide it from God.
Pero no lo puedes esconder de Dios.
God is looking across the sanctuary.
Dios está mirando el santuario ahorita.
And God is looking into the deepest part of who and what we are.
Y Dios está mirando el corazón en lo profundo de ti.
And God wants to do business with you today.
Y Dios quiere hacer negocios contigo.
But he doesn't just want to do business with your head.
Pero no solo quiere negociar con tu cabeza.
He wants to do business with your heart.
Él quiere negociar con tu corazón.
God wants to touch your heart.
Dios quiere tocar tu corazón.
God wants to touch your emotions.
Dios quiere tocar tus emociones.
Praise God. Somebody give him praise today.
Alguien alábelo.
God gave Noah what he needed to build the ark.
Dios le dio a Noé lo que para construir el arca.
It was going to have windows and doors.
Iba a tener ventanas y puertas.
It was going to have entry points.
Iba a tener puntos de acceso.
A window for vision.
Una ventana para visión.
A door for access.
Una puerta para acceso.
Food and provision for everything they would need.
Comida y provisión para lo que necesitaban.
And at the point that Noah built the ark.
Y en el punto que Noé construyó la arca.
Because of a revelation from God.
Por una revelación de Dios.
It was at that point.
Era en ese punto.
Where the ark was.
Donde la arca estaba.
That the Bible says that the fountains of the deep opened up.
Que la Biblia dice que la fuente de lo profundo se abrió.
And that the windows of heaven were opened up above his life.
Y las ventanas del cielo fueron abiertas.
It was at the place.
Era en el lugar.
That would represent the church.
Que representaba la iglesia.
That would represent the house of God.
Que representaba la casa de Dios.
That would represent the place of provision.
Que representaba el lugar de provisión.
And intimacy and connection. With God.
Y intimidad y conexión con
that
Dios.
The Bible said that the fountains of the deep were opened.
Que la Biblia dice que la fuente de lo profundo fue abierto.
It was at that place that the water began to flow.
Fue en ese lugar donde empezó a mover el agua.
Everything that was beneath him began to open up.
Todo abajo de él se empezó a abrir.
Everything that was above him began to open up.
Todo lo que estaba arriba de él se empezó a abrir.
The ark became an intersect place.
El arca se convirtió en un punto de intersección.
Where the supernatural could flow in Noah's life.
Donde lo sobrenatural se movía.
Now we tend to think of the story of Noah and the ark.
Pensamos en la historia de Noé y la arca.
As being about the judgment of God.
En siendo como el juicio de Dios.
And it is about the judgment of God.
Y si se trata del juicio de Dios.
But it's important for us to understand today.
Pero es importante que entiendamos este día.
That it wasn't just about the judgment of God on the earth.
Que no solamente era el juicio de Dios en la tierra.
But it was also about being an access point.
Pero también era de ser un punto de acceso.
For covenant and relationship with God.
Para el pacto y relación con Dios.
Because the world views what is happening.
Porque el mundo mira lo que está pasando.
In that moment as the judgment of God.
En ese momento como el juicio de Dios.
But God has an overarching plan.
Pero Dios tiene un plan que abarca.
That sees the end from the beginning.
Que mira el final y el principio.
He said, "I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore."
Dice, soy el mismo ayer, ahora y para siempre.
God wasn't just thinking about judgment.
Dios no solo pensaba en el juicio.
God wasn't just thinking about the chaos that was coming onto the world.
Pensaba en el caos que venía sobre la tierra.
But God was thinking about the big picture.
Pero Dios pensaba en el retrato grande.
God was thinking that I'm going to start something through Noah.
Dios pensaba, yo voy a empezar algo en Noé.
That is going to cause the fountains of the deep to open up.
Que va a causar que la fuente de lo profundo se abra.
I'm going to break up some things in Noah's life.
Voy a romper unas cosas en la vida de Noé.
That is going to create divine flow for the earth.
Que va a crear un flujo divino.
He was thinking this is not the end of the story.
Estaba pensando, esto no es el final de la historia.
It's not going to end in judgment.
Esto no va a terminar en juicio.
But before this story is over,
pero antes que se acabe la historia,
there's going to be something that flows from the throne of God.
Va a haber algo que fluye desde el trono de Dios.
That's going to be able to flow into Noah's children.
Que puede fluir en los hijos de Noé.
And it's going to flow into his children's children.
Y va a fluir en los hijos de sus hijos.
Something divine and miraculous is going to begin to flow in his life.
Algo divino y milagroso va a fluir.
And Noah's never going to be the same again.
Y Noé nunca va a ser igual.
And the earth is never going to be the same again.
Y la tierra nunca va a ser igual.
I've come to preach to somebody today.
Vengo a predicar en este día.
That I know some bad things are happening in the world around you.
Yo sé que malas cosas están sucediendo.
I know there may be some chaos happening in the world around you.
Yo sé que hay caos en tu vida alrededor.
I know there may be judgment coming to the world around you.
Yo sé que tal vez hay juicio que viene.
But God has a divine plan.
Pero Dios tiene un plan divino.
God has a supernatural flow.
Dios tiene un flujo natural.
And it's the will of God for the windows of heaven to be opened in your life.
Y es la voluntad de Dios que las ventanas
and
del
the
cielo
fountains of the deep to be broken up in your life.
Se abran y las fuentes de lo
it's
profundo
the will of God for blessings to flow.
Es la voluntad de Dios que se muevan las
bendiciones. There's something that can flow to you.
Hay algo que te puede llegar a ti.
And to your children.
Y a tus hijos.
And to your children's children.
Y a los hijos de tus hijos.
And to all that are afar off.
Y a todos los que están lejanos.
But you have to position yourself today.
Pero te tienes que poner en posición.
To get in the flow of God.
Para meterte en el fluir de
you
Dios.
Have to position yourself today.
Ponte en posición este día.
To get under the spout where the glory flows.
Para que te pongas abajo donde
praise
se mueve la gloria.
God. Somebody give God praise. Praise God. Noah and his ark become a type of the house of God.
Noé y su arca se convierten en un tipo de la casa de Dios.
The fountains of the deep become an example of unactualized potential.
Las fuentes de lo profundo se ponen un ejemplo como el potencial.
And the windows of heaven are representative for the blessing of God.
Y las ventanas de Dios representan la bendición de Dios.
All of those are patterns in Scripture.
Todos son patrones en las Escrituras.
And we're not going to go back through it today.
Y no vamos a leerlos de nuevo hoy.
But on a fundamental level,
pero un nivel fundamental,
every time that the windows of heaven are mentioned in Scripture,
siempre que las ventanas del cielo son mencionadas,
it has to do with the blessing of God.
Contribuye con la bendición de Dios.
God was trying to get Noah to understand.
Dios quería que Noé entendiera
that what is flowing in your world right now,
que lo que se está moviendo en tu vida ahorita,
your life is going to become the epicenter.
Tu vida va a ser el centro
of the blessing of God.
De la bendición de Dios.
Of the windows of heaven being poured out.
De las ventanas siendo abiertas.
This is what happens in Malachi chapter 3.
Esto sucede en Malaquías capítulo 3.
When God said, "Try me and see."
Cuando Dios dice, "Pruébame y ve."
If I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing
si
on you.
Si no abro las ventanas del cielo y darme una bendición.
That you're not even able to hold or possess.
Que ni siquiera puedes detenerlo, poseerlo.
This is what happens in 2 Kings chapter 7.
Esto pasa en Segunda de Reyes capítulo 7.
When there is a famine that happens because of the judgment of God on the people of God.
Cuando hay sequía en la tierra por lo que mandó Dios por el pueblo.
In the process of time, God is going to reverse the judgment.
En el proceso del tiempo, Dios va a reversear el juicio.
And he does so by the mouth of his prophet.
Y lo hace por la boca de su profeta.
Elisha says in verse 1.
Eliseo dice,
"Hear ye the word of the Lord."
Oíd la palabra de Jehová.
"Thus saith the Lord."
Así dice Jehová.
"Tomorrow about this time,
mañana a esta hora,
shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel.
Una cela de flor será, de harina será vendida.
And two measures of barley for a shekel.
Y dos ceas de cebada a la puerta.
In the gate of Samaria."
En la puerta de Samaria.
He's trying to get the people to understand.
Él quiere que el pueblo entienda
that God is about to shift some things in their lives.
Que Dios va a cambiar unas cosas en su vida.
But the carnal mind can't see it.
Pero la mente carnal no lo puede ver.
The carnal perspective cannot comprehend it.
La mente carnal no lo puede entender.
There's a Lord on whose hand the king leaned.
Hay una mano con el que en cual el Señor se recargó.
And he answered the man of God.
Y respondió al varón de Dios.
And said, "Behold."
Y dijo, mira.
"If the Lord would make windows in heaven."
Si el Señor hubiera ventanas en el
might
cielo.
"Might this thing be?"
Esta cosa sucederá.
And he said, "Behold."
Y dijo, mira.
"You're going to see it with your eyes."
Lo verás con tus ojos.
"But you're not going to eat thereof."
Pero no comerás de ella.
You see, the servant of the king,
el siervo del rey,
could only make analysis,
solo podía hacer análisis,
through his natural perspective,
de su punto de vista natural,
or through the perspective of the flesh,
o por el punto de vista de la carne.
But wherever the perspective of the flesh is,
pero la perspectiva de la carne,
alongside that perspective,
a un lado de ese punto de vista,
is also a divine perspective,
también está una vista divina,
that said, "What can you think of?"
Que dice que puedes pensar.
"What can you imagine?"
Que te puedes imaginar.
If you could just align yourself with what God is trying to do in your life.
Si te alineas con lo que Dios quiere hacer en tu vida.
In one moment of time.
En un momento en la vida.
God can take a famine.
Dios puede tomar una familia.
And turn it into abundance.
Y hacerlo en abundancia.
But you have to be willing.
Pero tienes que estar dispuesto.
To put your carnal mind on the side.
Poner tu mente carnal a un lado.
And embrace a divine perspective.
Y abrazar un punto de vista divino.
I'm here to tell somebody today.
Le vengo a decir a alguien este día.
This is so complicated.
Esto está muy complicado.
For the erudite and sophisticated.
Para los que están muy sofisticados.
But it's so easy.
Pero es muy fácil.
Even a leper can do it.
Aún un leproso lo puede hacer.
There are lepers, they're sitting in the same situation.
Hay leprosos en la misma situación.
They're sitting in the same pathological circumstance.
Están en la misma circunstancia patológica.
They're not quite smart enough.
No tienen la inteligencia.
Or socially connected enough.
O están conectados socialmente.
To realign their perspective.
Para alinear su punto de vista.
But they say, "Why sit we here till we die?"
Pero dicen, ¿por qué nos quedamos aquí?
Why are we going to sit here in the same circumstance we've been in?
¿Por qué nos quedamos en la misma circunstancia
en
que estamos?
And in one moment of time.
Y en un momento en la vida.
In one moment of faith and expectation.
En un momento de fe y expectativa.
They begin to get up.
Empiezan a levantarse.
They begin to rise up.
Empiezan al agarrarse.
I'm here to tell you the first thing you have to be willing to do.
Lo primero que tienes que estar dispuesto a hacer.
Is you have to be willing to get out of your comfort zone.
Tienes que estar dispuesto a salirte de lo cómodo.
You have to be willing to get out of the seat of comfort.
Salte de donde estás cómodo.
And predictability.
Y donde está la predicción.
And say I've made up my mind today.
Y yo he hecho una decisión este día.
I know everybody else may be willing to stay the way that they are.
Yo sé que todos se pueden quedar como
estaban. But I'm gonna arise today.
Pero yo me voy a levantar.
Because if I stay where I am,
porque si me quedo donde estoy,
I'm going to be consumed by this depression.
Voy a ser consumido por esta depresión.
I'm going to be consumed by this anxiety.
Voy a ser consumido por esta ansiedad.
Why sit we here till we die?
¿Por qué nos quedamos aquí hasta
Let's
que nos mueramos?
Get up.
Vamos a levantarnos.
Let's go and look for the blessing.
Vamos a buscar la bendición.
Praise God. They begin to put one foot in front of the other.
Empiezan a poner un pie tras otro.
They begin to walk toward the enemy's camp.
Empiezan a caminar hacia el campamento del enemigo.
They don't know what's happening in the spirit world.
Ellos no saben lo que está pasando en el mundo espiritual.
They don't know the plan that God is laying out.
Ellos no saben el plan que Dios está poniendo.
There's just enough on the inside of them.
Solo hay suficiente dentro de ellos.
That says I refuse to stay here.
Que dice yo no me voy a quedar aquí.
I refuse to delay here.
Yo no me voy a tardar aquí.
And as they begin walking toward the enemy's camp.
Y mientras caminan hacia el enemigo.
All of a sudden, every footstep, every footfall,
de repente cada piso,
begins to sound like an enemy marching toward the enemy's camp.
Se suena como el enemigo marchando contra ellos.
God magnifies their footsteps.
Dios magnifica sus pasos.
And it begins to sound like chariots coming toward the enemy's camp.
Y se empieza a escuchar como carretas contra el enemigo.
You say, I don't understand all that shouting on a Sunday morning.
Dices, no entiendo por qué gritan el domingo en la mañana.
I don't understand all that dancing on a Sunday morning.
No entiendo esa danza el domingo en la mañana.
You know, we may just be a bunch of used to be lepers.
Tal vez nomás éramos leprosos antes.
But there's something on the inside of us.
Pero hay algo adentro de nosotros.
That understands my praise may not be pretty today.
Que entiende mi alabanza tal vez no es bonita.
But it's just the exercise of my faith.
Pero es el ejercicio de mi fe.
That says I'm going to put one foot in front of the other.
Que dice voy a poner un pie tras otro.
And I'm going to trust that God's going to magnify my effort.
Y voy a confiar que Dios va a magnificar este fe.
You see what God's looking for today.
Lo que Dios está mirando este día.
It's not a perfect person.
No es una persona perfecta.
It's not a perfect family.
No es una familia perfecta.
It's not a group of people that have it all together.
No es un grupo que ya lo arregló.
But it's somebody that's willing to step out in faith.
Pero es alguien que se sale en fe.
Like our sister that came to the front in the middle of the prayer.
Como la hermana que vino al frente.
That just said, I'm tired of it being the way that it's always been.
Estoy cansado de esta situación.
God magnify my effort
Dios
today.
Dios magnifica mi esfuerzo este día.
Oh, somebody give God praise.
O alguien alábelo.
Praise God. As they go into the camp,
mientras van al campamento,
they find the camp empty.
Encuentran el campamento vacío.
But you know what was there?
Pero saben lo que estaba ahí.
Somebody had left hot breakfast.
Alguien dejó el desayuno caliente.
Sitting on the side.
Sentado a un lado.
Already cooked.
Ya cocinado.
Already ready for them.
Ya listo.
They started going through the tents.
Empiezan a cazar por las tiendas.
They found gold.
Y encontraron oro.
And silver.
Y plata.
And precious raiment.
Y vestiduras preciosas.
I'm trying to tell somebody today.
Le quiero decir a alguien este día.
That you can get in alignment with the plan and purpose of God.
Te puedes alinear con el plan y propósito
you
de Dios.
You can get in alignment with the divine flow of God.
Te puedes alinear con el flujo divino.
And I'm telling you, provision and blessing will begin to flow into your life.
Provisión y bendición van a empezar a mover.
It's not intelligent.
No es inteligencia.
It's not sophisticated.
No es sofisticado.
But it's the plan of God.
Pero es el plan de Dios.
It's the divine will of God.
Es la voluntad divina de Dios.
They got full.
Se fueron llenos.
They had so much in their possession.
Comieron tanto, tuvieron tanto.
They started feeling guilty about it.
Que se empezaron a sentir culpables.
Praise God. All of this happens.
Todo esto sucedió.
When we get in the flow.
Cuando nos movemos en el fluir.
When we tap into God's plan and his purpose.
Cuando nos conectamos al plan y el propósito de Dios.
Noah was going to step off of the boat.
Noé se iba a salir del barco.
And all of that seed that had not been watered previously.
Y toda esa semilla que no fue regada anteriormente.
Was going to begin to grow up.
Iba a empezar a crecer.
What was confined to the garden.
Lo que fue atado al jardín.
But had continued to fall upon the ground in seed form.
Pero empezó a caer en el jardín.
He was going to come off of the ark.
Iba a salir del arca.
And all of that scattered seed.
Y toda esa semilla esparcida.
Was going to begin to germinate in his life.
Iba a empezar a crecer en su vida.
Because the water prevailed.
Porque el agua
Because the water exceedingly prevailed.
Porque las aguas subieron.
Praise God. The waters are going to continue to prevail.
Las aguas van a seguir ganando.
Spiritual dynamic as we get close to the end of this age.
Dinámicas espirituales cuando nos acercamos al final.
Is going to continue to prevail.
Va a continuar a ganar.
Judgment is coming to the world.
El juicio viene a la tierra.
But the water is going to continue to prevail.
Pero el agua va a seguir ganando.
This is what happened in our lives.
Esto es lo que pasó en la vida.
For all of us who were baptized in Jesus' name.
A los que fuimos bautizados en el nombre de Jesús.
We were like the children of Israel in Egypt.
Éramos como los hijos en Egipto.
We had a past. We had a history.
Teníamos un pasado, una historia.
We had some things that were coming to overtake our lives.
Teníamos cosas que venían contra nuestras vidas.
But we had an encounter with the water.
Pero teníamos un encuentro con el agua.
We passed through the Red Sea of baptism.
Pasamos por el Mar Rojo del bautismo.
1 Peter chapter 3 says it like this.
Primera de Pedro capítulo 3.
For Christ has also once suffered for sins.
Por Cristo también padeció una sola vez.
The just for the unjust.
El justo por los injustos.
That he may bring us to God.
Para llevarnos a Dios.
Being put to death in the flesh.
Siendo la verdad muerta en la carne.
But he quickened us by his spirit.
Pero vivificado en el espíritu.
By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison.
Y en espíritu fue y predicó a los espíritus encarcelados.
Which sometimes were disobedient.
Los que en otro tiempo eran desobedientes.
When once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah.
Cuando una vez esperaba la paciencia de Dios en los días de Noé.
While the ark was a preparing.
Mientras se preparaba el arca.
Wherein few.
Eran pocos,
that is eight souls,
es decir, ocho,
were saved,
fueron salvados,
by water,
por agua.
Everybody say saved by water.
Todos dicen salvados por agua.
We are saved by water.
Somos salvados por agua.
I'm here to tell you today that I've been living for God for over 30 years.
Yo te digo, he servido a Dios por más de 30 años.
I was baptized at the age of 7.
Fui bautizado en la edad de 7 años.
And Peter said, when we're baptized,
y Pedro dice, cuando somos bautizados,
it is for the remission of sins.
Es para el perdón de pecados.
That means that everything past, present, and future.
Quiere decir todo pasado, presente y futuro.
That I ever did.
Que yo he hecho.
That was not like God.
Que no fue como Dios.
Was washed away in that moment of baptism.
Fue lavado en ese momento de bautismo.
The waters prevailed.
Las aguas ganaron.
The waters prevailed.
Las aguas subieron.
The waters greatly prevailed.
Las aguas ganaron.
In my life.
En mi vida.
But I'm here to tell you today.
Pero te vengo a decir este día.
That even today,
aún este día,
when I woke up,
cuando me levanté,
and I started thinking about Jesus,
y empecé a pensar en Jesús,
I thought about yesterday.
Pensé de ayer.
I started thinking about the mistakes I made.
Pensé en los errores que hice.
And I started thinking about everything in my life that's not like God.
Y pensé en todo lo que en mi vida que no es como Dios.
I started thinking about missing the mark, brother E.T.
Pensé en fallar el objetivo.
But my Bible says if you confess your sins,
pero mi Biblia dice si confesas
tus
pecados,
He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins.
Él es fiel y justo para perdonarte.
And cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Y limpiarte de toda iniquidad.
Can I tell you today?
Le puedo decir este día.
That the waters prevailed back then.
Que las aguas ganaron allá.
But the waters kept prevailing today.
Pero las aguas siguen ganando hoy.
Praise God. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name today,
si no has sido bautizado en el nombre de Jesús,
the overflowing scourge,
la agua que estaba subiendo,
is going to sweep away the refuge of life.
Va a llevar el refugio.
Every mistake you've ever made,
todo error que has hecho,
all of your iniquity and sin,
toda tu iniquidad y pecado,
that you think nobody knows about,
que piensas que nadie sabe,
that you think you've hidden from God,
que piensas que has ocultado de Dios,
and hidden from everybody else,
y has ocultado de todos los demás.
I'm telling you that life is going to happen.
Te digo que la vida va a suceder.
The Bible said whatever we do in secret,
la Biblia dice que todo lo que hacemos en secreto,
is going to be shouted from the rooftop,
va a ser gritado de afuera.
There is nothing done in secret,
no hay nada hecho en secreto,
that will not be revealed,
que no va a ser revelado,
that will not be declared,
que no va a ser declarado,
that will not be made manifest,
que no va a ser hecho manifiesto.
Every affair,
todo engaño,
every view of pornography,
todo visto de pornografía,
every lie,
toda mentira,
every secret thought,
todo pensamiento secreto,
it's going to be manifest,
va a ser manifestado,
it's going to be declared,
va a ser declarado.
Because God judges the heart of man.
Porque Dios juzga el corazón del hombre.
But when you go down in the water in Jesus' name,
pero cuando te bautizas en el nombre de Jesús,
for everybody else,
para todos los demás,
when the water overflows,
cuando el agua subió,
it's going to sweep away the refuge of lies.
Va a quitar el refugio de mentiras.
But when you go down in the water in Jesus'
pero cuando
name,
tú te bautizas en el nombre de Jesús,
the water begins to prevail in your life.
El agua empieza a ganar en tu vida.
It prevails against your sin.
El agua gana contra el pecado.
It prevails against your iniquity.
El agua gana contra la iniquidad.
It prevails against every sin. Secret thought.
La va a ganar con todo pensamiento secreto.
Praise God. You need to be baptized today.
Tienes que ser bautizado este día.
For the remission of your sins.
Para el perdón de pecados.
But baptism is not the only place where the water prevails.
Pero el bautismo no es el único lugar donde gana el agua.
In Ezekiel chapter 47.
En Ezequiel capítulo 47.
The prophet paints a picture for us.
El profeta nos describe
of exactly what happens in Noah's day.
Exactamente lo que pasa en el día de Noé.
He said, "I saw a vision in the temple."
Dice, yo vi una visión en el templo.
He said, "There was a water source."
Dice, había una fuente de agua.
That was issuing out from the temple.
Que estaba saliendo del templo.
And he said, as the waters began to issue out,
y mientras las aguas empezaban a salir,
he said, the water began to flow out into the city.
Dice, el agua empezó a salir a la ciudad.
Can I tell you today that what happens at the ark,
que lo que pasó en el arca,
what happens at the temple,
lo que pasó en el templo,
what happened at the tabernacle of Moses,
lo que pasó en el tabernáculo de Moisés,
is exactly what happens at the house of God today.
Es exactamente lo que pasa en esta casa.
It's at the temple,
es en el templo,
that the water begins to flow,
donde el agua empieza a fluir.
And he said it got to the point, Brother Warren.
Y él dice, llegó al punto,
that the waters were to the ankle,
que las aguas estaban a los pies,
and that the waters were to the knee and to the thigh,
y las aguas estaban a la rodilla y la cadera,
and that the waters were to the waist and to the torso,
y las aguas estaban arriba al cuerpo.
He said, but it got to the point,
pero llegó al punto,
where the waters began to overflow,
donde las aguas empezaron a fluir,
and they were waters which cannot be passed over,
y eran aguas que no podían ser pasadas.
They began to be waters to swim in,
empezaron a ser aguas para nadar.
The question today,
la pregunta este día,
is when the water begins to flow,
cuando el agua empieza a fluir,
what's the difference,
¿cuál es la diferencia,
in the person that is overflowed by the water,
en la persona que es llevada por el agua,
and consumed,
y consumida,
or the person that begins to ride on the water,
o la persona que empieza a raitear en el agua,
and begins to flourish,
y empieza a prosperar?
Jesus cried out in the last day of the feast.
Jesús clamó en el último día de la fiesta.
If any man thirsts,
si alguien tiene sed,
let him come to me.
Que venga hacia mí.
And I will give him water to drink.
Y yo le voy a dar agua de beber.
He said, he that believeth on me,
el que creyera en mí,
as the scripture hath said,
como la escritura ha dicho,
out of his belly,
de su panza,
shall flow rivers of living water.
Brotarán ríos de agua viva.
This spake he.
Esto habló él,
of the Spirit,
del Espíritu.
It was the Holy Ghost that he was telling them about.
El Espíritu Santo que él estaba hablando.
But the Holy Ghost was not yet given.
Pero el Espíritu no fue dado.
Because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Porque Jesús todavía no fue glorificado.
So he was telling them about a dynamic that was coming to the earth.
Solo estaba contando de algo que iba a venir a la tierra.
He was telling them about what was coming at the day of Pentecost.
Estaba contando lo que iba a venir en el día de Pentecostés.
It's what he was telling Nicodemus.
Es lo que le estaba contando a Nicodemo.
When he said, "You must be born again."
Cuando dice, tienes que nacer de nuevo.
You must be born of the water.
Tienes que ser nacido del agua.
That's baptism.
Eso es bautismo.
And you must be born of the Spirit.
Y tienes que nacer del Espíritu.
That's the Holy Ghost.
Eso es el Espíritu Santo.
It's what he was telling the woman at the well.
Es lo que le decía a la mujer en Samaria.
Can I tell you today?
Te puedo decir este día.
I'm preaching to people.
Estoy predicando a personas.
About getting in the flow.
De metiéndose en el fluir.
And there's a doctrinal component to this.
Y hay una parte que es doctrinal.
And part of what I've talked to you about is the doctrinal component.
Y parte de lo que he compartido es la doctrina.
But the doctrine by itself.
Pero la doctrina en sí.
Isn't going to convince you that you need to be baptized.
No te va a convencer que tienes que ser bautizado.
The doctrine by itself.
La doctrina en sí.
Is it going to convince you that you need to come and get the Holy Ghost today?
No te va a convencer que tienes que recibir el Espíritu.
Because there is that metaphor.
Porque hay esa, ese ejemplo.
Of the fountains of the deep being broken up.
De la fuente en lo profundo abriendo.
That is a type.
Que es un tipo.
Of the human heart.
Del corazón humano.
There is a language.
Hay un lenguaje.
Of the heart.
Del corazón.
There are words.
Hay palabras.
That only the heart understands.
Que solo el corazón entiende.
If you look at Jesus' ministry.
Si miras el ministerio de Jesús.
Many times.
Muchas veces.
He would speak to the heart of an individual.
Hablaba al corazón del individuo.
To that woman at the well.
A esa mujer en Samaria.
Jesus goes to a place.
Jesús va a un lugar.
Where a woman has failed over and over and over again in human relationships.
Donde una mujer fracasó una y otra vez en relaciones humanas.
She's ostracized because she's a Samaritan.
Es castigada porque es Samaria.
She's demonized because she's been with a bunch of different men.
La juzgan porque ha estado con muchos hombres.
And she can't quite get the relationship business down.
Y no puede estar, no puede ser fiel en la relación.
And Jesus doesn't come to her and browbeat her.
Y Jesús no viene y la regaña.
He doesn't come to her and beat her over the head with doctrine.
Jesús no viene y la golpea con doctrina.
The Bible said that he must needs go through Samaria.
La Biblia dice que él tiene que pasar por Samaria.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because there was a broken lady.
Porque había una mujer quebrada.
Who had words to speak?
Que tenía palabras que hablar.
That were in her heart.
Que estaban en su corazón.
That her lips could not utter.
Que sus labios no podían hablar.
There was a language she was trying to speak.
Había un lenguaje que quería hablar.
That she could not articulate.
Y no podía explicarlo.
It was the language of the heart.
Era el lenguaje del corazón.
The language of the spirit.
El lenguaje del espíritu.
She had so much buried on the inside.
Tenía tanto enterrado en su adentro.
So much failure.
Tantos fracasos.
So much depression.
Tanta depresión.
So much stress and anxiety.
Tanto estrés y ansiedad.
And he comes to her.
Y viene a ella.
He doesn't come lecturing.
Y no viene con lecturas.
He simply comes to her.
Simplemente viene a ella.
And says, "I'm thirsty."
Y dice, "Tengo sed."
What is he doing?
¿Qué está haciendo él?
He's speaking the language of her heart.
Está hablando el idioma del corazón.
He's speaking the language of her emotions.
Está hablando el idioma de su emoción.
She was a mama.
Ella era una mamá.
Used to taking care of little boys.
Acostumbrada a cuidar bebés.
She was ostracized.
Ella estaba castigada.
And he doesn't come to her, beating her up about her mistakes.
Y no viene a ella golpeándola de sus errores.
But he comes and he begins to reason with her.
Pero viene y empieza a razonar con ella.
She has an argument.
Ella tiene un debate.
She's cynical.
Ella tiene dudas en su mente.
Because people have hurt her with words.
Porque ha sido lastimada con palabras antes.
She said, "You're a." You're a Jew.
Dice, tú eres judío.
I'm a Samaritan.
Yo soy samaritana.
How is it you're asking me for water?
¿Por qué me pides a mí de beber?
He's talking to her. It's a mystery. It's a puzzle.
Él está hablando con ella y es un misterio a ella.
But he's not talking to her head.
Pero no está hablando a su cabeza.
He's talking to her heart.
Le está hablando a su corazón.
And he said, "Woman."
Dice, mujer.
I've got water to drink.
Yo tengo agua de beber.
That if you could tap in,
que si tú te conectas,
if you could find this source,
si puedes encontrar esta fuente,
I've got waters to drink.
Yo tengo aguas para beber.
That if you drink from this water,
que si tomas de estas aguas,
you would never thirst again.
Nunca tendrás sed de nuevo.
You're thirsty, aren't you? He said, "I've got water to drink."
Dice, tengo agua para beber.
He wasn't speaking to her head.
No estaba hablando a su mente.
He was speaking to the deep in her.
Estaba hablando a lo profundo de ella.
That was crying out.
Que estaba clamando.
For a water source.
Para una fuente de agua.
That could heal the broken places.
Que puede sanar los quebrantamientos.
That could heal the dry places.
Que puede sanar los lugares secos.
And Jesus came to her.
Y Jesús vino a ella.
And he didn't come beating her up.
Y no vino castigándola.
But he came talking to her heart.
Pero vino hablando a su corazón.
And all of a sudden,
y de repente,
he started breaking something up on the inside of her.
Empezó a quebrar algo adentro de él.
She went and found her friends.
Vino y encontró sus amigos.
She said, "Come."
Se vino, dijo, "Vengan."
Come and see a man.
Dijo, "Vengan, no miren un hombre."
Who has told me everything I've ever done?
Que me ha contado todo lo que ha hecho.
The woman caught in the act of adultery.
La mujer agarrada en el acto de adulterio.
She comes to Jesus.
Ella viene a Jesús.
She's surrounded.
Está rodeada.
By accusers.
De acusadores.
Can I tell you a lot of times?
Te puedo decir muchas veces.
Misunderstandings in church.
Los malentendimientos en la iglesia.
Stem from the idea.
Vienen de la idea.
That there's space between us.
Que hay espacio entre nosotros.
Brother Justin, they say that space is not empty.
Hermano Justin dice que el espacio no es vacío.
That there's something between us.
Que hay algo entre nosotros.
And a lot of times we use finite language.
Y muchas veces usamos el lenguaje finito.
To try to say what we're trying to say.
Para decir lo que queremos decir.
But there's another language.
Pero hay otro idioma.
And I believe the language that Jesus spoke.
Y yo creo el idioma que habló Jesús.
Was the space between the words.
Era el espacio entre las palabras.
The thing that husbands and wives sometimes are trying to say to each other.
Lo que a veces los casados quieren decir.
But they can't say.
Pero no lo pueden decir.
The heart of all of our conflicts.
El corazón de todos nuestros problemas.
You're trying to tell him.
Lo quieres contar.
I'm hurting.
Estoy lastimado.
And he's trying to tell you.
Y él te quiere decir,
I'm doing everything I can.
Estoy haciendo todo lo que puedo.
And there's space between us.
Y hay espacio entre nosotros.
She's standing there.
Ella está parada ahí.
Surrounded by accusers.
Rodeado de acusadores.
And if she could stand before God.
Y se pudiera estar ante Dios.
And say the one thing.
Y decir la única cosa.
That she could say if her heart could talk.
Que pudiera decir su corazón hablara.
She can't quite make out the words.
No puede sacar las palabras.
And they're saying we've caught her in the act of adultery.
Y dicen la atrapamos en el hecho.
In the very act.
En el acto de adulterio.
And the law says.
Y la ley dice.
Stone her.
Apedréenla.
Jesus can hear their words.
Jesús puede escuchar sus palabras.
But he can hear another voice.
Pero puede escuchar otra voz.
The voice of a woman.
La voz de la mujer.
That's hurting.
Que está lastimada.
That if she could appear before God in that moment.
Y si puede aparecer ante Dios en ese momento.
And make her heart's petition known to God.
Y que conozcan las peticiones del corazón.
She would say.
Hubiera dicho.
They're accusing me.
Me están acusando.
But I'm broken.
Pero estoy quebrantada.
They're accusing me.
Me están acusando.
But I have offense in my heart.
Pero tengo una herida en el
corazón. If she could say what she was trying to say, but she couldn't quite articulate.
Y estaba diciendo lo que quería decir, pero no podía explicarlo.
She would say, "Would you have mercy on me today?"
Hubiera dicho, "Ten misericordia de mí."
And Jesus heard them.
Y Jesús los escuchó a ellos.
But he heard another voice.
Pero escuchó otra voz.
He heard the voice of a broken person.
Oyó la voz de alguien quebrado.
Of a broken heart.
De un corazón quebrado.
And he said, "Today."
Y dijo, "Este día."
Today.
Este día.
I'm driving away your accusers.
Voy a echar fuera a tus acusadores.
He who is without sin.
El que no tenga pecado.
Cast the first stone.
Eche la primera piedra.
It was an answered prayer.
Fue una oración respuesta.
That she could not even articulate.
Que no podía ni explicar ella.
He doodling in the dirt.
Él dibujando en la arena.
One by one, the stones began to fall.
Uno por uno, las piedras cayeron.
And he says,
y dijo,
he looks up, he said, woman, where are your accusers?
Mujer, ¿dónde están tus acusadores?
She said, I have none, Lord.
Ella dice, no, no tengo ni uno.
He said, go.
Dijo, ve.
And sin no more.
Y no peques más.
Neither do I accuse you.
No te acuso yo.
I'm telling you today.
Yo te estoy diciendo este día.
That there is a language.
Hay un lenguaje.
That comes from the deepest part of who and what we are.
Que viene de lo más profundo de nuestro ser.
That doctrine.
Que la doctrina.
All by itself can't change.
En sí no puede cambiar.
That rules and regulations cannot change.
Que las reglas y regulaciones no pueden cambiar.
That an encounter with a divine God.
Pero un encuentro con el Dios divino.
That touches you at the deepest part of your soul and spirit.
Que te toca en la parte más profunda de tu alma.
It's the only thing that can heal it.
Es lo único que puede sanarlo.
And today I'm simply preaching.
Y este día simplemente predico.
To that part of who and what you are.
A esa parte de lo que eres tú.
I'm preaching to your heart today.
Estoy predicando a tu corazón.
I'm preaching to the broken place today.
Estoy predicando al quebrantamiento.
I'm preaching to the part of you that if you could say what your heart wants to say.
Estoy predicando a la parte de tu corazón que dice.
If you could appear before God.
Si puedes aparecer ante Dios.
And it could be just be heart to heart.
Y si fuera de corazón a corazón.
That's what I'm calling to today.
A eso es lo que estoy llamando.
Why don't we stand and why don't we lift our hands to God?
Pónganse de pie y levanten sus manos.
Why don't you reach over with one hand and connect with somebody next to you?
Con una mano, conéctate con tu vecino.
And just begin to talk to God.
Y empieza a hablar con Dios.
The Holy Ghost is drawing somebody here today.
El Espíritu Santo está llamando a alguien.
There are people in this house.
Hay personas en esta casa.
That there are things you've tried to say and you can't say.
Que hay cosas que quieres decir que no las puedes decir.
Words that you've tried to speak but you can't utter.
Palabras que has querido haber decir.
What you need today is a heart-to-heart encounter with God.
Lo que necesitas es el corazón con el
you
corazón
need a touch from the Master's hand.
Necesitas ser tocado por el Maestro.
Come on, this altar is open right now.
Este altar está abierto.
If you want to come and do business with God.
Si quieres venir a hablar con Dios.
If you want to come and connect with God today.
Si quieres venir a conectarte con Dios.
He's here today.
Él está aquí este día.
He's here to minister to you.
Está aquí para ministrar.
He's here to touch the deepest part of who and what you are.
Está aquí a tocar la parte más profunda de
tu ser. He's here to minister to the broken place.
Él quiere ministrar el quebrantamiento.
He's here to minister to the hurting place.
Él quiere sanar el quebrantamiento.
Come on, if you're standing next to somebody.
Si estás parado a un lado de alguien.
Why don't you take him by the hand?
Tómalo de la mano.
If you're standing next to somebody who needs the Holy Ghost,
estás parado a un lado de alguien que necesita el Espíritu,
why don't you come and pray with them?
¿Por qué no vienes a orar por ellos?
If you're standing next to somebody and they need to be baptized today,
si estás a un lado de alguien y tienen que ser bautizados,
there's a compelling of the Spirit in this house.
Hay un llamado del Espíritu.
There's a drawing of the Holy Ghost in this place.
Está llamando el Espíritu este lugar.
Come on, it's a day for a new beginning.
Es un día para un nuevo comienzo.
It's a day for a heart transplant.
Es un día para cambiar el corazón.
God wants to touch you in the deepest part of who and what you are.
Dios quiere tocar la parte más profunda de tu ser.
In the name of Jesus, everybody pray.
Power, by your spirit, God.
Somebody to pray with. Find somebody to link up with.